We bring in the new member of the Miami Dolphins, Billy Turner. Billy, congratulations. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited.
Yeah, for sure. And you just heard, I don't know if you were on hold at the time, but you just heard Dennis Hickey talking about the versatility you bring, a team captain, what you accomplished at North Dakota State. Tell all the Dolphins fans out here in South Florida and everybody listening on Dolphins.com throughout the country a little bit about yourself.
No, and I'm a small school guy, as a lot of people know, but you know, I think the one thing about me that Dolphins fans will get excited about and the organization is excited about is, you know, just the effort that I play with. You know, I love the game of football. I loved it from a young age, and I played offensive line because I like to hit people. And being the only lineman in my family, having a lot of other skilled positions in the family, I was always playing basketball with them, so that's where my athleticism comes from. So being a big man with athleticism is, you know, another one of the reasons why I think a lot of the fans are going to like me. And not only that, like Mr. Hickey was saying, I bring a lot of versatility. I can play all three positions, and, you know, like I was saying earlier, I'm real, real excited, and I can't wait to get down to South Beach and help the team out.
Awesome. Hey, and Billy, before we get to anything more about you as a player, let's talk about, you mentioned you've got some skill positions in your family. Your father, Maurice, a running back and kick returner, drafted in the 12th round of the 1983 draft by the Vikings, played 27 games with the Vikings, Packers, and Jets. And then your half-brother, Brian Kell, is a seven-year NFL linebacker as well. So, man, you do have some skill in the family. What's that been like, and how has that rubbed off on you?
You know what, it's definitely been helpful throughout this process, that, you know, going to visit teams, going to the combine and stuff like that. But, you know, more than anything, just from a young age, having the knowledge of the game and also just being able to refer to people to learn stuff quicker than other guys has been a big help to me. And like you said, you know, my dad was a running back. My mom's brother was a running back. My eldest brother is a linebacker, and the middle brother is a wide receiver. So, you know, if you can imagine that and then kind of thinking, you know, where did an offensive lineman come from out of that family? You know, that's definitely where the athletic genes come from with me. So it's definitely been a big help having, you know, a couple older brothers that I've been able to, you know, play basketball with and other things like that.
You know, thinking about our offensive line here, you know, we lost a few offensive linemen, but we also gained a few guys in free agency and Brandon Albert and Shelly Smith and guys like that, Jason Fox. We also drafted Juwan James. What do you think you're going to fit in, and here as a lineman? You say you can play all three positions. I know you're going to come in and compete. What do you think your best position is on the offensive line?
You know what? To be honest, right now, I couldn't even be able to tell you.
That's a good answer.
I got great feet, but, you know, I'm also one of those guys that's going to be able to jump in and play all three positions, you know, from day one. So, your guess is as good as mine where my best position is.
Now, I read that you have that nastiness that we look for at the offensive line position, and potentially you may be playing with another guy who has that type of mentality, and Mike Pouncey. Tell me, how do you think you could potentially fit in with these guys?
You know, being able to get in the game and play next to Mike Pouncey would be, you know, an honor to me. And not only that, but, you know, watching him and seeing how physical he plays, I think that'd be one thing that I'd be able to add not only to his game, but add to the offensive line as a whole. Just being able to have a couple guys up front right there that are physical and nasty off the ball on the line of scrimmage.
Billy, you've had a lot of success as a collegiate, you know, multiple national championships at North Dakota State. Tell me about your experience when you went down to the Senior Bowl. And you know, had that week of practice, you know, getting coached by professional coaches and being able to get in the classroom and go through that process. Did that help you at all? Do you think that helped you get noticed on the national stage?
Yeah. You know, I being able to get down there and get in front of all those scouts and all those bigger time players, if you may, and all the other guys throughout the NFL, I definitely think that helped me elevate, you know, my status as a player. You know, I know what I can do as a player. I know what I can't do. And I know that I got a lot of athletic ability to bring to the table. So being able to get in front of those coaches and display that athletic ability is something that I definitely think, you know, gave me a chance to, you know, open up some eyes as far as head coaches and offensive line coaches are. And I think that showed with the amount of visits that I did have this spring. And, you know, obviously being able to go to a great organization like the Miami Dolphins in the third round, you know, says a lot too.
Billy Turner, offensive lineman from North Dakota State, newest member of the Miami Dolphins, taken in the third round at number 67, joining us here on the Metro PCS Hotline. And Billy, you just mentioned that coming from a small school, how rewarding is it, the hard work you put in going to a North Dakota State and then being taken? Heck, the Dolphins traded up to move up to the number 67 spot to take you there.
You know, it's it is real rewarding, and it's, you know, for me, it's been a long time coming. I put a lot of work and a lot of dedication into getting to the point where I'm at right now. You know, I was an under-recruited guy out of high school. None of the big-time schools in the area wanted me. I had a lot of FCS offers and ultimately ended up at North Dakota State in a great situation with a great opportunity. You know, we were fortunate enough to win 3 national championships in 4 years up there, which also brought a lot of recognition to us. But at the same time, you know, some of the teams that we played, you know, like Kansas State coming off a, you know, almost making a national championship appearance the year before and being able to play against them and beat them was definitely another thing that I think helps me as far as getting some scouts into the school to look at me. But, you know, like I said before, a lot of hard work went into this, and I'm extremely excited.
Hey, Billy, I bet you're excited. And finally, to wrap this up, just any other messages you have for the fans of the Dolphins, not only listening here in South Florida, but listening all over the country here on Dolphins.com?
You know, like I said before, I'm an extremely hard worker, and I just can't wait to get down there and start learning that playbook so I can contribute to the team as soon as possible, and I won't let anyone down.
Awesome. We like to hear it, Billy. Thank you for taking the time to join us here on Fins on the Clock, and congratulations again to you and the family. We look forward to seeing you when you get down here to South Florida.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.